get set for today's postgame coaches interview brought to you by Ashton Lloyd of the Griffin Agency and Nationwide Insurance. Ashton Lloyd, a 1992 Davidson graduate, can manage all of your home, auto, commercial, and life insurance needs. Call Ashton at 704-696-2424. And coach, obviously a bad taste left in all of our mouths with the result, but have you ever been a part of that sort of basketball game?
Just thrilled with the way our guys fought. They played their hearts out. They did everything they could to win the game. Just everything they possibly could have done. And I told them in the locker room afterward that they did that. And I said that our objective was to put this team in a position where we were playing our best basketball in March, and clearly we're a better team because of this experience, and we got a lot of things in our memory bank right now that could pay dividends for us on Friday and then in Washington D.C. the following week.
We look at some of the individual numbers. Peyton Aldridge finished with 45-12, and Kellen Grady with 39. Those two guys, it's hard to sum up how critical and how big they played tonight.
You know, a lot of guys played big. Guys just fought, and to go down to the end of the game playing basically five guards because Oscar, Will, and Peyton had fouled out, and then eventually Carter fouled out. Our guys gave they emptied their tank. They gave every ounce of effort they possibly could have. You look at the minutes. I mean, Kellen played 53, John played 53, and Peyton played 51. Keyshawn played 45, and that's absolutely incredible.
Coach, this is the second game in a row where you got down early and then led at the half. I mean, talk about the character of this team.
Well, that's another big point, Perk. We're down 17-4, and we're down 17-4 because the kid, Stockard, who has made four threes all year long in conference play, makes, I think, four threes in the first 5 minutes of the game. And give them credit. He made them. But here's a guy who's not a shooter, at least not by the statistics. And they were fortunate to get a run from him. And we're down 17-4 with this raucous crowd, and we could have easily folded our tent, but we didn't. And that's, again, just another thing that stands out about this group and the way we've gotten better and continued to fight. Down 10-0 against Duquesne on the road, down 17-4 against Bonnie's on the road. Very pleased and delighted that our guys fought the way they did.
Coach, last question for you, then we'll let you go. The amount of minutes that these guys played tonight and to still be as sharp as they were at pivotal points in the game, what does that say about their stamina?
I think there's a combination of stamina physically, but also stamina emotionally. The amount of highs and lows in this game and you know what? We didn't give up there at the end. It's 115, 113, and you never know what would have happened. We just ran out of time. You just never know what would have happened. We missed a couple of seconds here and there, and I'd love to get a look at that foul, that fifth foul on Peyton, because that was, my goodness, what a game changer that was. And I just could not believe it.
Coach, we appreciate your time. Incredible effort here tonight.
Thank you.